ونبه ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد جعل الذل والصغار على من خالف أمري أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected Ulama-i Kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. The Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as every one of us will be aware of, is going through a very difficult and a very trying phase or period in its existence. Persecution, hardship, difficulty, loss of life, loss of property. This has become almost a daily occurrence. News of atrocity in some corner of the globe. This has almost become the norm. What is causing this? What is bringing about such a situation and condition? Various theories and ideas have been put forward by the so-called enlightened thinkers or intelligentsia of our times. Lack of military technology, lack of education, lack of scientific and technological advancement, lack of governments, lack of armies, various theories and ideas. However, the fact of the matter is that if all these various theories and ideas are weighed in the light of Quran and Hadith, and weighed in the light of the ulum that reached us from the Arsh of Allah through the agency of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will find that all these theories and ideas have absolutely no basis whatsoever in Quran and Hadith. The kingdom, dominion, ownership, rulership of the heavens and the earth belongs to one Allah alone. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَىٰ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ إِنَّ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ So many verses of the Quran, like that many more verses. One equivocal message Quran is giving us, that no nation rises up or is brought down, no nation advances or declines in the heavens and the earth except with the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ Allah does as He wants to do without having to give accountability to anyone. لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ Whether it's the ruler of a superpower, whether it's some great general of some army, whether it is the so-called rulers of the world today, whatever they do, they are afraid of the consequences. Why? They have to answer to someone. They have to answer to a populace. They have to win some election. Allah is that wahid supreme ruler and controller and owner, Malik, who does not have to answer to anyone. La yus'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alun. Allah is not going to be questioned, you are going to be questioned. Yaf'alu Allahu ma yasha. Allah does as He wants to do. Every morning in Tahajjud Salah, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was part of his dua'i ma'thura, the du'as that are manqul, narrated, that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make. We find that amongst those du'as is this expression, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ لَمْ يَكُنْ
أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما.
That happens which Allah wants. And that which Allah doesn't want can never happen.
يهدي من يشاء. Allah guides whom He wants.
يضل من يشاء. Those are deviated, deprived of guidance, whom Allah wants.
يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ.
Wealth, affluence, richness, kingdom, not some biological accident, not some chance, not which house you were born in or which family you were born in, not your intellectual or financial prowess.
يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ.
Wealth to whom Allah wants to give. وَيَقْدِرْ. Want, poverty, need, in the hands of Allah. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Respect, dignity, honor, status, nobility, recognition, in the hands of Allah.
تُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ.
Disgrace, downtroddenness, humiliation, falling from grace, ignominy, in the hands of Allah.
يُؤَيِّدُ بِنَصْرِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ.
Those will receive the help of Allah, مَنْ يَشَاءُ, whom Allah wants.
يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ.
Those will receive the mercy of Allah, whom Allah wants. No one questions Allah.
In the heavens and the earth, that happens which Allah wants.
مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ كَمَا شَاءَ كَانْ فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي شَاءَ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي شَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ زِيَادَةٍ وَلَا نُقْصَانٍ وَلَا تَقَدُّمٍ وَلَا تَأَخُّرٍ.
That happens which Allah wants, in the time Allah wants, in the manner Allah wants, not before Allah wants, not after Allah wants, not more than that which Allah wants, not less than that which Allah wants.
وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاء. And that which Allah doesn't want. All the governments, armies, technologies of this world can get together. لَمْ يَكُنْ. It will never happen.
This was the dua of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ta'aleem of yaqeen. Teaching his ummat yaqeen, conviction.
مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ لَمْ يَكُنْ. That happens which Allah wants, that which Allah doesn't want cannot happen.
أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ.
He says, I know, I have complete conviction that my Allah has qudrat over everything.
وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا.
And the knowledge of my Allah encompasses every facet of His creation.
Whatever halat, conditions, difficulties are facing this ummah, as long as we will continue to remove Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the equation and then try and address these problems, by the qasam of my Allah, the problems will increase.
We have to revert back to Quran and Hadith. What is Quran telling us? The verse of the Quran I recited in the beginning.
ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ.
Allah says, fitna and fasad is spread upon the earth. Look around us. The seas have turned against us. The earth has turned against us. The skies have turned against us. The systems and the governments of this world have turned against this ummah in every direction. And still we are looking outside. We are not looking within ourselves. Still we are not checking. What is my muamla with deen? What is my affair with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We are pointing the finger towards governments, pointing the finger towards armies, pointing the finger towards weaponry, pointing the finger everywhere else, besides what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are telling us, that introspect, look within yourself. Allah says, bima kasabat aydin nas, what are your amal? What are the actions of this ummah? In what direction is this ummah going? The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith is narrated by many sahaba. It would appear as if this was a general address that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to his sahaba ikram. Amongst these sahaba, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Abu Umama Bahili radiallahu ta'ala anhu, various other sahaba narrate this hadith in which the gradual decline of this ummah is mapped out by our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those who will listen and understand this hadith in the context that it was said, look at the link between the deterioration of the amal of the ummah with the conditions that will befall the ummah.
An Abi Umamah al-Bahili radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Umamah Bahili radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, kayfa bikum idh fasaqa shababukum وَتَغَى نِسَاءُكُمْ وَتَرَكْتُمْ جِهَادَكُمْ. He said, oh my Sahaba, what will happen to my ummah? What will happen to my ummah when the youngsters of this ummah will become fasik and fajir? When the women of this ummah will become rebellious? When this ummah will no longer consider it its responsibility to spread and propagate the deen of Allah? When the ummah will no longer strive, sacrifice its wealth and life to introduce one person to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to show humanity the road to Jannah? To appreciate this statement and the shock that it must have caused Sahaba ikram, what is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying? That, oh my ummah, the time is going to come when youngsters are going to openly and flagrantly violate the commands of Allah. Who is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this to? What type of youngsters is he addressing? That was that period of youngsters. Many, many examples there are. Occasion of Jummah is very limited. Just one or two incidents by which we can understand the caliber of majlis that was given this type of address. And we understand the true veracity of this prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu ta'ala, a 14-year-old boy. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba in Tabuk. Amongst them there were munafiqeen. There were those who were pretending to be true believers. The leader amongst the munafiqeen, Raisul Munafiqeen, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. He has a private gathering with his confederates, fellow munafiqeen. They discount the presence of a small boy, 14-year-old boy, they discount his presence. And then they start making their plans. What plans? لَإِن رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلِ لَا تُنْفِقُوا عَلَى مَنْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَنْفَضُّوا. When we go back to Medina, we the honorable ones will remove the disgraced, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, we will remove the disgraced ones, we will ban them from Medina. Don't spend upon those who are around Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until they abandon him. Try and entice them away with wealth. They are making plans. They discount the presence of this boy. He is shocked. These are supposed to be Sahaba. These are supposed to be true companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are they saying? He runs to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul and his companions were saying this and this. When Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul hears about it, what does he do? He rushes, takes his clan with him. Ya Rasulullah, by the qasam of Allah, this youngster is lying. He's making up stories. It's a fabrication. I never said any such thing. Allah's qasam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to keep the peace, gives the benefit of the doubt to this elderly man who has so many people supporting him against the word of a small boy. The whole clan of Zayd bin Arqam turns against him. What is wrong with you? You have maligned the reputation of a true Sahabi. You are making up stories. This youngster says, وَقَعَ عَلَيَّ مِنَ الْغَمِّ مَا لَمْ يَقَعَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ قَطُّ. He says, such grief, such remorse overtook me, the like of which no one had ever experienced. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was angry with me. نِمْتُ كَئِيبًا حَزِينًا. He says, I went to sleep in a state of grief and sorrow. All of a sudden, I felt someone shaking my ear. When I opened up my eyes, what did I see? I saw the beaming, shining, smiling face of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the iman of a youngster. What does he say? He says, and I saw the smile of my Nabi. If at that time I was given an offer, that, O Zayd, in exchange for the smile, we will give you perpetuity, life till Qiyamah in this world, by the qasam of my Allah, I would have chose the smile of my Nabi over life for perpetuity in this world. قَدْ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ ذِكْرَ عُذْرَكَ وَصِدْقَكَ. What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to him? Not some inspiration. Look at the direct translation of this. Zayd, Allah Himself has come forth in declaring your innocence and declaring that you are true. Quran comes down in the defense of this youngster. هم الذين يقولون لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا ولله خزائن السماوات والأرض ولكن المنافقين لا يفقهون يقولون لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن العز منها الأذل ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون. The entire conversation of this group of munafiqeen is reproduced word for word in the Quran in order to exonerate the innocence of a youngster of that time. Ishq with Allah, ta'alluq with Allah. That was the type of ta'alluq at that time that the youngsters had with Allah. What were the women folk of that time? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that a time will come, the women will openly parade in the marketplace. What were the women of that time? When elderly woman comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khola bint Salaba radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she has a problem. What is the problem? What is the plight? She says, my husband Aus bin Samit gave me talaq-e-zihar. Talaq-e-zihar was a type of talaq that used to take place in the days of ignorance prior to Islam, where the husband would say something to this effect, anti alayya ka dhahri ummi. He would equate his wife to his mother. So like his mother is haram on him, his wife would become haram. This was an irrevocable type of talaq. So this is the type of talaq that Aus bin Samit had given Khola bint Salaba. So she comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she says, Ya Rasulullah, show me some solution. Overrule this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because up till that time, in the Shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nothing had been revealed with regards to the hukum of this type of talaq. He ruled according to what was in vogue in the days of Jahiliyyah, harimti alay, that Khola, your nikah has irrevocably broken down. She starts complaining, akala mali, afna shababi, tafarraqa ahli, nathartu lahu batani. Ya Rasulullah, he has eaten up my wealth. My whole youth was given to him. My body has grown big. I have given birth to his children. My parents are deceased. Where am I going to go now? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sympathizing with her. But on the other hand was the hukam. Harim ti alayhi. Khola, you are haram upon him. She goes on arguing. Finally, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts his head down. What is her reaction? Ishq with Allah. Ta'alluq with Allah. She says, if you are not prepared to listen to me, I will talk to my Allah. اللهم إن لي منه سبية صغارا إن ضممتهم إلي فجاءوا إن ضممتهم إليه فضاعوا. والله, I have little children. If they are left with me, how am I going to feed them? If they are left with him, he will not be able to look after them. What is she asking? Understand the veracity of this dua. She is saying, Ya Allah, rule in my favor contrary to the ruling of your Nabi. This is the dua that she is making. All of a sudden the athar, the signs of wahi, revelation coming upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam become apparent. Sahaba say on a cold day, he would break out into beads of perspiration. Aisha radiallahu anha observing this, she says, Khola, become silent, wahi is coming down. Khola begins crying even more. Once the wahi had come down, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks up, he smiles at Khola. And he says, Khola, Mubarak to you, glad tidings to you. Allah has ruled in your favor. And look at the manner, look at the mode of expression of Quran. Qad sami Allah. Qad sami Allah. What is this Qad sami Allah? Allah is free of shape and form. Allah is free of coming and going. Allah is free of the constraints of time and space. But the imagery contained in this expression, Qad Sami Allah, that, oh my Nabi, when this woman was talking to you, I was also present listening. And Allah doesn't say, Qul al-Nisa, one woman. Allah says, Qul al-Lati tujadiluka fi zawjiha. Like sometimes when you want to give honor, you don't say, that person is coming. We say, Shaykh, Allama, Muhaddith, of this zamana, long, long titles, قُولَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا. Allah raises the maqam and status of this woman. وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. She complained to Allah. وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَوْرَكُمَا. Allah was listening to this discussion. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. Allah is all listening, Allah is all seeing. And Allah reveals in His Quran a way by which this nikah can remain intact. The detail I'm not going to go into now. That was the taluk of the women of that time. Ummu Sa'ib radiallahu anha. Ummu Salima radiallahu anha. She comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know it is an accepted rule of grammar that when there is a general address, when you are addressing men and women, when you are addressing the general populace, in any language you use the male tense, male pronoun, male gender is used. Also in the Quran it is similar. What is her complaint? She says, Mali, أَسْمَعُ الرِّجَالِ يُذْكَرُونَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَالنِّسَاءُ لَا يُذْكَرْنَ. She says, Ya Rasulullah, why is it Allah only speaks to the men in the Quran, He doesn't speak to the women? Her complaint from a point of view of grammar was unfounded, baseless. Yet, look at the taluk of the women of that time with Allah. No sooner she makes this complaint, Jibreel is sent with the verse of the Quran, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Muslim men, Muslim women. Believing men, believing women. Obedient men, obedient women. Truthful men, truthful women. Those who spend in the way of Allah amongst the men, amongst the women. Make zikr amongst the men, amongst the women. Guard the chastity amongst the men, amongst the women. Men, women, men, women. Contrary to the rules of grammar, in order to give cognizance to the complaint of a woman of that time, Umm Salima radiallahu anha, Quran comes down. This is the type of youth, this is the type of women that I address. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, a time is going to come, the youngsters will become fasik, women will become rebellious, my ummah will no longer strive for this deen. Sahaba are shocked. This is why they responded like this. Awadhalika kainun ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, can such a thing happen? He says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ وَأَشَدُّ مِنْهُ سَيَقُونَ. By the qasam of that being, in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, worse than this will happen. Worse than this will happen. وَمَا هِيَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Ya Rasulullah, what can be worse than this? He said, كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا لَمْ تَأْمُرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَمْ تَنْهُوا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. What is Quran saying? Allah, Allah Himself, kuntum khayra ummah, shabash, mubarak, ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the best of every ummah. Why? Ukhrijat linnas, you were taken out, selected for the hidayat of humanity. Ta'muruna bil ma'roof, wa tanhuna anil munkar, wa tu'minuna billah. The lifeblood, the essence of this ummah, enjoining good, forbidding evil, da'wah to Allah, making effort on humanity to save one person from Jahannam, showing the road towards Jannat. On this Allah says, you are the best. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, a time will come, my ummah will turn their backs on this responsibility. Da'wah to tabliq, amar bil ma'ruf nahi anil munkar, ek na ashna peygam ban jayega. It will become an irrelevant message to this ummah. Qiblatuhum butunuhum, their qibla, the himamuhum butunuhum, their fikr and concern will only be their stomachs. Their qibla will be their women. They will have turned their backs on their responsibility. Sahaba are shocked. Awakainun dhalika ya Rasulallah. Can such a thing happen? He said, Walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi wa ashaddu minhu sayakun. By the qasam of that being, in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, worse than this will happen. Wama hiya ya Rasulallah. What is worse? Observe the gradual decline. When this ummah will no longer give da'wah, what will happen? When the ummah will no longer do the work of enjoining good, forbidding evil, what will happen? He said, what will happen? كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْمُنْكَرَ مَعْرُوفًا وَالْمَعْرُوفَ مُنْكَرًا. Oh my ummah, what is going to happen when my ummah will destroy my deen? When they will fabricate my deen, when they will adulterate my deen, they will make haram into halal, and they will make halal into haram. Nikahs, gatherings taking place. Where from the time you enter the hall, every command of Allah is broken. Music, nakedness, shamelessness. Women, hours and hours in beauty parlors, dressed in such a manner with one message shouting out, look at me. Outwardly they are dressed, in reality they are naked. Photography, videos, and yet printed invitation towards such gatherings. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. An-nikahu min sunnati. An-nikahu min sunnati. Nikah is from my sunnat. Is this his sunnat? Is this Islam? Advertisements with hadith, with Quran, towards businesses which are steeped in riba. Advertisements towards business when you enter, music blaring. People are going to Mecca and Medina and buying instruments of haram for their children bringing from such places. All this in the name of Islam. On the airwaves, women flirting. Women speaking in alluring tones in the name of Islam. With the label Islam on this. With the label Deen upon this. Few years ago, our Jamaat was in America. We went to somebody's house. He got happy. Jamaat has come. So what does he do? Normally when Jamaat comes, what do you do? Put the cloth over the TV, hide it away, whatever wrong there is, put it away, magazines, put it away. Like that he prepared also. So now he wants to tell us something good about himself. Deen Deeni, because the Deeni Jamaat has come. So what does he tell us? He starts praising his daughter. He says, my daughter is 21 years old. I'm sitting in the masjid, Allah's Qasam. Approximately word to word, I'm repeating this conversation. He says, my daughter is 21 years old. She's gone to further her studies in Egypt. She was head of the Islamic society in her university. This is the magazine for which she is the editor. He shows us the magazine, Surah Fatiha on top, hadith in the bottom, picture in between, two teenage boys and girls with their hands around each other. In the name of Islam, my respected brothers, a day is coming, a day is coming. Jami Kausar will be in the hands of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will be giving water to his ummah. A group will come. Malaika will chase them away. What would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Innahum minni, they are from me. Why are you chasing them away? What will the sahaba, what will the malaika say? Innaka la tadri ma ahdathu ba'dak. Oh my Nabi, you don't know in which the manner in which they changed your deen after you left. Not that they made zina. Not that they didn't make salah. Not that they were in sharab. What was the crime? They changed this deen. They made halal into haram. Haram into halal. If it is jamaat in the masjid, and the imam makes a mistake, after one rakat he sits in tahajjud, Bukhari Sharif hadith, what is the command? That the males in that jamaat, they must make tasbih, say subhanallah to correct the imam if they are females in that congregation. If they are females in that congregation, what did my Nabi say? At-tasfiqu lin-nisa. Even in that situation, to correct the imam, that female must not even say subhanallah. She must clap her hand. Even there she mustn't reveal her voice. Allah addresses the wives of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya nisa al-Nabi, lestunna ka ahadim min al-nisa. O the wives of my Nabi, there are no women in the world like you. Such women are commanded. Fala takhda'na bil-qawl. Do not speak in alluring tones. The wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are told. And in the name of Islam, speaking in alluring tones, on the airwaves, in the name of Islam. Where is the justification? Holding gatherings, bazaars, marketplaces in the name of Islam. We're intermingling in every direction. What have we done to the deen of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where is the recognition of his qurbani? He tied stones to his stomach. His daughters became talaq. He was pelted miles in Taif. He underwent unbelievable qurbani and sacrifice to give us this Mubarak deen. And today in the name of Islam we are destroying this deen. Malaika will say, Ya Rasulullah, you don't know what they did. What will he say? Rahmatullil Alameen, what will he say? Suhkan, suhkan. Get away from me, get away from me. Allah protect us. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sahaba said, أَوَكَائِنُ ذَلِكَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ Can such a thing happen? He said, بِي حَلَفْتُ لَوْتِيحَنَّ بِهِمْ فِتْنَةً يَصِيرُ الْحَلِيمُ فِيهَا خَيْرًا He said, oh my Sahaba, when this happens, then Allah takes qasam upon his izzat and jalal that wait for the tests to come. Wait for the trials to come. Wait for the persecutions to come. Not because Allah has forsaken us. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا This is a wake up call لعلهم يرجعون so that we come back to Allah. So that we knock the door of Tawbah. Allah fill the qabr of Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali with Noor. Allah use that Banda Hafiz to remind the Summa that sabab that they forgot that you are dais, you are inviters, you are amiruna bil ma'roof wa nahuna anil munkar. You have been sent to bring this Mubarak Deen alive. And special glad tidings have been given to those who in this age and period will strive to bring this Mubarak Deen alive. Halat and conditions are there. This is a wake up call. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bianfusihim. Allah will never change the condition of a people until they themselves change. Look within ourselves. Stop blaming everyone else. Look within ourselves. Knock the door of Tawbah. Get up in the dead of night. Cry before Allah. And bring our masajid alive. And then see how Allah changes the conditions. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir. Alhamdulillah.